He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday Live Edition. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management here in San Diego, California, home of those San Diego Chargers and one of the classic chokes of all time. I was there to witness it. You know, that's just San Diego sports. And, of course, it happened to Houston Astros yesterday, too. Just can't finish things off. Well, how's the market doing today, huh? Let's take a look. We have got, right now, we have the Dow down 11 points. It was down about 100. So, look, we've had an 89-point rally here in the last 10 or 15 minutes. We're at 17,120, and I think you could safely say that the market has definitely quieted down from the sell-off, the 13% correction and sell-off that we had a few weeks ago. It's at least stabilized considerably here. And we'll see going forward. We're in earnings season, and we're going to take it day by day. The S&P is down 3 points right now. The S&P 500 is at 2014. We've got the NASDAQ down 7 points, 4,831. We have crude oil backing off now. You know, crude might have a stiff resistance. In fact, I saw a lot of covering there at $50 per barrel and a lot of shorts coming into the market, driving oil down to 46.85. There's other forces besides that, however, which we'll go through here in a bit. Gold is at 11.65. The euro is at 1.1364. And we have the 10-year bond right now at 2.07%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, yesterday we were working here away at our little building. Across the street is the Westin Hotel, and the Westin Hotel is set up when a lot of the NFL teams visit San Diego to play the Chargers. They stay right across the street. Yesterday we saw the Pittsburgh Steelers loading up on the buses to drive to Qualcomm Stadium in Mission Valley with their police escort. It takes four full buses to transport a football team and all their gear and coaches and trainers, etc. And, yeah, it got the blood going a little bit, and the kids started talking. My son, Dad, let's go to the game, blah, blah, blah. We ended up going to Monday Night Football. I don't know. Am I glad I did? Am I glad I didn't? It was a nail-biter. It came right down to the wire. The Chargers choked again. We're just used to that in San Diego. You almost expect it, and we did by inches in the last few seconds of the game. So I paid $8 for a cold hot dog with a stale bun. I paid $25 to park. Oh, that hurts a guy that's half Scottish, let me tell you. They give you condiments in little packages. Come on, how much did I pay for my ticket, my parking, my hot dog? You're going to give me a little pack of relish? I normally load about a quarter pound of condiments onto my hot dog just to get my money's worth, this half Scotsman, you know. But it was fun. You know, I was with good people. I was with Douglas Apperly, the co-creator of the Best Stocks Now app. And I was with my stepdaughter, and I was with my son, Stephen. We had a good time watching Monday Night Football. And if you watched it, you saw one of the classic chokes of all time, which we've just become accustomed to. I've been a San Diego fan for the last 50 years. Was at the first game ever played in Qualcomm Stadium, which was a baseball game against the San Francisco 49 or the San Francisco Giants, in which Juan Marichal, remember the high leg lift, pitched against the Padres. Anyways, enough sports talk. How about the market, Gunderson? More bad news out of China. Well, did you expect good news? I think that the rally last week in the emerging markets, which China would be one of the biggest emerging market, I think it was all just short covering, really. I think that the rally in the commodities globally was mostly short covering. I don't see any teeth in that global rally, and I continue to avoid markets, overseas markets, south of the border markets, European markets, emerging markets, and I continue to focus my efforts right here. Just as I said in my newsletter over the weekend, that the best market to invest in right now, still with the best opportunity for success, is the U.S. markets. Good quality, best stocks now, which we'll feature a couple here. Today, labor force participation rate. Goldman Sachs is out with the note. You know, back in 2007, 66% of people were working. Now it's down to 62.4%. And yet the unemployment rate continues to come down, while the labor participation, the people not participating in the labor force, continues to also go down in the opposite, well, with unemployment rate. If you added back in, and we all know this, if you added back in those folks that have just quit working, I saw a lot of them at the Charger game last night. I did not have time yesterday. I worked right up until the wire to go to the Charger game. I did not have time to paint my belly blue and yellow and a lightning bolt across my face. What does a guy do for a living? Well, it was Columbus Day. Maybe he had the day off, but I think a lot of these folks, I don't know that they had a hard day's work. I mean, they seem to be partying in the tailgate section, which is about 40,000 people all day at Qualcomm Stadium. That's all we know. There's a lot of people not working these days. I think work personally is a blessing. I love going to work. Anyways, the UK economy is showing deflation. That's not good. An economy is not growing when it shows deflation. And, of course, we don't have any inflation here in the U.S. We have a very tepid economy right now. For that reason, the Fed continues to have a zero interest rate policy. There just is not any inflation out there. Remember how Greenspan used to be so fearful of inflation, and Bernanke? Well, it turns out there was nothing to be afraid of. Deflation seems to be the bigger fear right now. Iran. Okay, why is oil back down to 46.85? Well, if Iran signs the deal, which I believe that they have, they're very close to signing their end of the deal, they will double, the sanctions will be lifted, and their oil output will be doubled. Just what we need. Another spigot spewing oil in the world, a world that's currently awash in oil. That will increase the supply. You know what happens when supplies go up without demand going up along with it. You get falling oil prices. I still am bearish on oil stocks. I still am bearish on commodity prices, and I still am bearish on oil prices. And again, Iran set to double their output when the sanctions are lifted. Johnson & Johnson reports earnings. We've only had a few here. This first day, we'll have 35 S&P 500s reporting, companies reporting this week. Johnson & Johnson, now this is becoming a common theme. Johnson & Johnson beat earnings by 4 cents. That's a good thing, okay. But they missed on revenues. I think you're going to hear a lot of companies this quarter that are going to miss on revenues. But because of cost cutting and because of layoffs and because of buying back shares, they're going to beat on the bottom line, which really matters more. I know it should be equal, but it's not. It's always been that that people look to the bottom line earnings more so than top line revenues. But revenues are slowing in America. I have this feeling, and I believe it's true, that the economy is grinding to a halt. Twitter is restructuring. Okay, here's a good example. How is Twitter going to get their earnings up? Well, they're going to lay off 8% of their workforce, and they expect a strong quarter this quarter. And that's how a lot of these companies are doing it right now. Carnival Cruise Lines adds two brands in China. That's a big, huge market for these cruising companies. I continue to own Norwegian Cruise Lines, which is the other half of my ancestry, half Scottish, half Norwegian. Well, quite a bit of English in there. Norwegian Cruise Lines, NCLH, will also start offering cruises to Chinese ports. We also have Fastenal, another S&P 500. They report earnings in line, and guess what? They missed on revenues. You got it. That seems to be the theme. Well, I still believe the place to be is the U.S. stock market. I still have about a 55% weighting there. I have about a 40%, 35% weighting in cash, and I have about a 5 to 10% weighting in inverse funds on days when the market's down. But I'm still finding some great stocks out there, and I'll try to bring a few to your attention here. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do no matter what happens in the market? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the best strategy to prosper in times of turmoil, or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's a great feeling to know that Bill Gunderson is an experienced captain who knows from decades of being at the helm just how to steer around financial storms and maybe even profit during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your supposed financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will evaluate your current positions and rechart a course that might just keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner at a mega big box firm who doesn't even know your name. There is always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give us a call at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, I went through the big picture of the market yesterday. This still has all of the looks of a bull market that's been going for 6.5 years that is appearing to be grinding to a halt here. We have to be on alert. We have to be on our guard. The numbers coming from the globe, from China and other parts of the world, look to be slowing down. And that affects the U.S. Look at Chinese imports, how much they were down. These are people, U.S. companies that sell things into China. China's not buying. They don't have the appetite right now like they used to have for American goods. And that's not good for U.S. companies that sell overseas. So we have to take that into account as we select portfolios to invest in. We have to take a look at companies that don't have a lot of exposure to Chinese, the Caterpillars of the world, the Cummins Engines of the world, the multinationals of the world. One stock that I'm going to feature here, and I continue to like U.S. stocks that have been growing at a very good rate. One example that I'm going to give you here today is a stock that I recently bought on a pullback, which is one of the strategies that I've laid out here. My strategies currently are examine everything that you own. Get rid of the weeds, okay? You have to weed your garden from time to time. You probably should have weeded some of these a long, long time ago. I looked at a portfolio yesterday that somebody faxed to me, and I saw a lot of weeds in there. And I saw a lot of stocks that should have been sold a long time ago, which makes me think that who's ever managing that portfolio is more than likely asleep at the wheel or just employing a very, very passive style of investment. Hey, to each his own. If you would rather have a passive style of investment, if you can sleep at night with a passive style investment, that means you do nothing when the next bear comes along, fine. It's been proven. You can look at the numbers. You can read John Bogle and Vanguard and index investing and everything. But just remember, index investors and fully invested people went off the Niagara Falls back in 1989. I know the barrel eventually hit bottom and bounced around, and then it started climbing back up again. But that's a pretty steep drop. And I've said it many times that bull markets go up like escalators and bear markets go down like elevators. That's just the nature of the beast. Stocks do that. They go up. They grind it out. 25 cents here, 38 cents here, $1.12 here. And then down $6.85 on a downgrade. That's just kind of the way. That's the nature of the beast. Anyways, begin with superior stocks. Best stocks now, I call them. Stocks that have proven themselves over the years. And even then, there's no guarantees that they'll continue to do that in the future. Let me give you an example. This is a stock that I've owned off and on for the last several years. It's headquartered in St. Louis, Missouri. Home of the St. Louis Cardinals. Is that one 2-1? Is that 2-1? I'm thinking that's 2-1. The Cubs now. Yes. St. Louis is in trouble. They're in danger of elimination. Who's not rooting for the Cubs this year? I am. I'm sure they're not rooting for the Cubs in St. Louis, Missouri, or over at Centene, a little company. Actually, it's a mid-cap now, $7 billion. They provide managed health care services through government-subsidized programs. And there's a lot of that going on, okay? Government-subsidized programs. Centene is benefiting. Over the last 5 years, little Centene, CNC, has been growing their earnings by 23% per year as more and more people get government-subsidized health care services. That's been a big benefit. Look at the last 4 quarters at Centene. Sales up 56%. Sales up 61%. Sales up 48%. Sales up 37%. That's some phenomenal growth. They don't seem to know that there's an economy that's grinding to a halt. See, you have to look within that economy and within that market for companies that are exceeding and are excelling in this environment right now. Does a government-subsidized healthcare company have the wind at its back right now? Absolutely. There's the sunny side of the street in this trade, and there's the dark side of the street of this trade. My premiums doubled, okay? That's the dark side of the street, I guess. My health didn't change, but my premiums doubled for my wife and I. But Little Centene has been a great stock over the years. Let's take a look. Over the last 10 years, CNC has delivered 17.4% per year. The market has delivered 5.5. Over the last 5 years, Centene has delivered 37% per year. The market has delivered 11.5. Over the last 3 years, the Centene has delivered almost 48% per year. It's quadrupled the returns of the market. And over the last 12 months, Centene is up 46%. The market's up 6. I mean, this is a good example. You know, there's a Johnson & Johnson. Okay, I know. They're a big name. Stick their Q-tips in your ears all the time. Johnson & Johnson has not been a very good growth company. It's a little bit past its prime. I mean, it's a good, steady dividend payer. Look at a one-year chart of Johnson & Johnson. It's gone nowhere but drifting lower. And over here, you've got a mid-cap stock, you know, higher risk. But it has higher growth right now. I would rather have a company that's more in the sweet spot of its life cycle than an aged, old, decrepit, you know, moldy, like my hot dog last night at Qualcomm Stadium. I like a little mid-cap like Centene. That's just me, okay? Everybody to each his own. Others would say, no, buy the biggest, bluest chip that you can. And Johnson & Johnson would fit that bill, no problem. So we have performance here in spades. In fact, it gets a performance grade of A. Centene has pulled back recently. I like good best stocks now that have pulled back. It was 83 back in July, and now it's 58. I bought it recently. I felt like it was hitting a bottom here. Maybe. We'll see. And I felt that it was a lot cheaper. I couldn't pass it up anymore. It's got a PEG ratio of 1.1. Anyways, Centene is a stock that I currently own at Gunderson Capital Management. CNC comes in at number 341 right now, but it was just 200 just a few days ago. It's one of the stocks right now that's making a comeback after a pretty wicked sell-off in the market. There's no guarantees. I don't make any claims. It's not a recommendation. It's an example of a stock that I like and I deem to be a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, And I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, there's a lot of headlines and news and commentary here. Here's what we've talked about so far. More bad numbers out of China. You know, they're not importing. They're not buying like they used to. And that's hurting a lot of U.S. companies. You have to take that into account in the investment process these days. Goldman Sachs out with a very interesting piece on the labor force participation. There used to be, back in 2007, 66% of the folks were going to work each day. Now it's down to 62.4%. I think that 4%, which amounts to quite a few million people, are painting their faces blue and yellow and heading out to Monday Night Football. I'm still trying to get the blue. Does anybody know how to get blue paint out of your hair? I'm trying to I had a bolt emblazoned into the top of my head here, and I can't get that pain out. Anyways, that's not a good deal, this labor force participation rate, because people not working need more social programs, which I don't think are a good thing. I think people are happier that work every day. That's just me. The UK economy, deflation, not inflation, deflation. Iran to double their oil output. Not good news for Houston, not good news for Dallas. When those sanctions are lifted, we'll have even more oil flooding onto the markets, and we've seen a little downdraft in oil prices here from 50 down to 46.85. What else do we have? Fastenal reports in line. That's an S&P 500. So no change there. I'll be adding them all up, the 35 companies that report this week, and see where we're at. I'm at 127.50 right now for next year, S&P 500 earnings. I'm using a multiple of 16.5 on those earnings. I'm coming up with a 2100, I think, something like that, target price, which doesn't give us a lot of upside potential on the indexes. Therefore, we have to go inside of those indexes and try to pick out the best we can, the superior companies within those indexes. Johnson & Johnson, another one that was part of that S&P 500, part of that $127.50 per share next year. Well, they kicked in a little bit better than expected, 4 cents better. So that's going to have very little impact. Revenues coming in less than expected. That seems to be a pattern. We just talked about a government-subsidized health care program stock. Whether you're for it or against it, you may as well make money. You may as well invest in those companies that are profiting and flourishing from this trend. Let's go to another stock that's flourishing from today's trends. One of today's trends is cheap commodity prices. A world that's awash in oil. Question. Is it better to invest in the oil companies, the frackers in North Dakota, the rig suppliers in Texas, the drillers in Louisiana, or is it better to invest in the companies that are benefiting from cheaper oil and cheaper gasoline prices? Well, you know my answer. You know, I'm a contrarian too. I like to buy things when they're cheap. But I don't like to buy things on the way down. I like to buy very good stocks that have pulled back. I'm not talking about bear markets. That's not a pullback. Exxon, Chevron, they're in bear markets. And I really don't see the opportunity there yet. That's just me. I still see opportunity in companies that benefit wildly from low oil prices. We've talked about the cruise lines. We've talked about the airlines, and I'm going to feature an airline today that I have never featured, I don't believe, on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I talked to a gentleman about a month ago. You know, one of the great joys of my job is getting to know people all over the country. I've talked to people that fish in the rivers of Alaska for wild salmon. I've talked to people that catch giant bluefin tuna off of the New England coast. I've talked to people that give sailing tours over in Hawaii. All these places I would love to be, as opposed to doing this radio show today. Well, I love doing this show. But I've talked to professional athletes. I mean, you name it. People all over the world. Well, I didn't know this. I talked to a pilot for Hawaiian Airlines. I thought Hawaiian Airlines just served the major islands in Hawaii. No, they're becoming a global brand. He flies the route to New Zealand. I didn't know Hawaiian Airlines serviced New Zealand. And I didn't know that a hedge fund company here in San Diego has a big ownership piece of HA, Hawaiian Holdings, which is headquartered in Honolulu, Hawaii, where we're heard every single day. We have a lot of people. I talk to Hawaii all the time, folks in Hawaii. Am I jealous? Yeah, you know, hey, San Diego's not so bad. It's about as close to Hawaii geographically as you can come. San Francisco is actually Reno, Nevada is a little bit further west than San Diego, believe it or not. But we're pretty close. It's just a six-hour flight, and we're in Honolulu. I've been there several times. I like Maui. I've never been to Kauai. I want to go on that sailing trip over there off of Kauai, and I want to do a workshop in Hawaii. Well, anyways, Hawaiian Holdings, the symbol is HA. It's a small cap. And here all of these islanders see these planes flying over, and they don't realize. Now you can point up and say, Gunderson says this is a best stock now. See that? That's a best stock now. They're celebrating low oil prices. Well, over the last 10 years, this is a small cap. This is a $1.5 billion company. But it's also becoming more of a regional and more of a global carrier as opposed to just shuttling people amongst the islands. Hawaiian Airlines over the last 10 years has delivered the returns of 25% per year to investors, while the market's delivered 5. Over the last 5 years, Hawaiians delivered 35, while the market's delivered 11, and a lot of aloha along with that. Over the last 3 years, Hawaiians delivered 74% per year to investors. Who's this hedge fund in San Diego that's running this thing or has a big stake? They made a pretty good investment here. What else do they own? I should find out. Over the last 12 months, Hawaiians up 115%. The market's up 5. I would say to that pilot, I hope you've got a lot of Hawaiian Airlines stock in your portfolio. Because it's been a high flyer with plenty of aloha for investors in the company. Hey, we even go back to 2008. That was the year the S&P was down 38%. There wasn't a lot of aloha going around, especially amongst homeowners. And Hawaiian was up 25% that year. Plenty of aloha there. It gets a performance grade of A+. This is one of the great performing stocks of the decade. I'll bet you didn't know that. HA. The Best Stocks Now app knew it. It has a momentum grade right now of A. The stock's up 115% over the last 12 months, for heaven's sakes. What about valuation? I find the valuation quite compelling. It's currently trading at 9.7 times forward earnings. That's a single digit forward P.E. ratio on a company that's expected to grow by 30% per year over the next 5 years. Oh, that may be a little optimistic. Let's say they can even grow at 20% per year. Well, that's a PEG ratio of somewhere in the 0.33 to 0.5, well under the 1 PEG ratio that I find so attractive. I have a $45 target price on Hawaiian. It's breaking out to new highs today at $28 per share. Is there a guarantee here? No. It's got a good track record. Are we guaranteed of it continuing to deliver that track record and those alpha numbers? No. But I just always say, you know, when it steps up to the plate, I look at the batting average, I look at the RBIs, I look at the home runs, I look at the doubles. How does it do in a clutch situation? This thing has a pretty good 10-year track record, and it's finally going outside of Hawaii and becoming a global brand. Out of 4,157 stocks, Hawaiian Air, HA, comes in at number 94 right now. It gets an A- stock grade. This is one of the best stocks now within the Best Stocks Now app, which was invented by myself and Douglas Apperly, who's in town in San Diego. He's a computer programmer for Wells Fargo, visiting San Diego. We went to Monday Night Football last night, where we saw the Chargers choke again. Anyways, Hawaiian Air doesn't seem to be choking. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do no matter what happens in the market? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the best strategy to prosper in times of turmoil, or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's a great feeling to know that Bill Gunderson is an experienced captain who knows from decades of being at the helm just how to steer around financial storms and maybe even profit during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your supposed financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will evaluate your current positions and rechart a course that might just keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner at a mega big box firm who doesn't even know your name. There is always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give us a call at 855-611-BEST.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, in the final segment, I want to talk a little bit about how the market has changed and how to deal with this market a little bit differently, okay? When the market's in a bull, like it has been for the last 6.5 years, it seems that, you know, you can almost do no wrong along the way. Of course, there's sell-offs and there's corrections along the way. We've had many. But for the most part, the market's been going up. Just look at the primary trend line. Connect the dots between 2009 and where we're at today. Draw, get out a ruler, connect those dots. What's that? Which direction has that trend been? It's been up. Now, connect the dots over the last 2 years or so, 18 months or so to where we're at today, and you'll see a sideways line. The market's been going sideways here. And now we're starting to get hints here and there that the economy, the expansion, could well be grinding to a halt. I think Ben Bernanke summed it up the best by saying we've gone as far as we can go with monetary policy. We need some stimulative fiscal policy here. I just don't see that happening. I really don't. So what are the consequences? I think the economy is going to continue to grind to a halt. In addition to that, we just had a quarter of earnings that was finally, after 6.5 years, we finally had a quarter that was lower in earnings than the same quarter last year. And it looks like this quarter that is being reported now will also come in lower than the same quarter last year. And as of now, it looks like even the next quarter, which we've now started, will come in lower than the same quarter last year. That's three quarters in a row of earnings recession. The market's changing. The climate is changing. So you have to change the way you're investing. Now, during a bull market, when I teach technical analysis, for me, the best place to buy a stock is as it breaks out from a sideways trend. It breaks out to new highs. This is a different market, though. You're not going to find a lot of stocks like that. Instead, this is a market that's recently pulled back. So what I'm looking for, I've had to tweak my style a little bit. I'm looking for some of these best stocks now that I talk about. And in the coming weeks, I'm going to try to really just focus on best stocks now that have pulled back by 10 or 15%. I just gave you an example. What was the one I gave here? Centene, a little bit earlier. But when I go through my list of 4,200 and I stop and I say, okay, here's the best stock now, and I pull up a chart and I see how it's behaving. If it's breaking out to new highs right now, I'm leery of that. This is not a market that favors that kind of thing. And I say pass. If it's pulled back by 10% and it still looks like it's got further to go, it's still in a downtrend, I pass. But if I see one that has been a proven winner over the years, no guarantees that it will continue to be a proven winner, and I see it down maybe 12 or 13% from its highs, recent highs, and I start to see it building a base and going sideways, that's the wheelhouse right there. Yesterday I went through my entire list and I didn't find one thing. That's very common. At least I tried. I looked under a lot of rocks yesterday. I did not find one that I know that over the years, I know the stocks in my mind, the good ones. I have them coded in my database. They're a different color. When I come upon that color, I stop and I look. And I either see a very dull chart that doesn't excite me at all. I see a chart that's still pulling back, is still headed downwards, has not begun to base and bottom, has not started to recover here. Or I see one that's charging higher to new highs. And gladly, I mean, I'm thankful that I own a lot of those that are still charging to new highs. But for new purchases, this is the focus of my discussion here, for new purchases, for those of you like me who raised some cash here recently, just in case this thing got worse, and it still could. We're not out of the woods yet. But I've raised some cash. I have some money to spend. I have a wallet full of money, which isn't very that's a not very common thing. Last night I had to borrow $8. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, I'm looking for stocks now that have pulled back by 10 or 15%. Proven winners over the years, the ones that I feature all the time, the Pricelines, the Googles, the AutoZones, the Advanced Auto Parts, the companies that have just Dollar Tree, Dollar General, they've been pulling back. I'm looking maybe to get back into those. But it doesn't look like they started to go sideways yet or become cheaper. But I gave you a few examples. So it's a different market now. Different markets have to be handled differently. It's your choice. I mean, you can just be a passive investor and continue to invest the same old way, no matter what the market conditions are, which is what the majority of investors and professional money managers and advisors and brokers in my business, that's the course that they follow, a very passive course, which is fine. I'm not here to knock it. I'm a more proactive. I'm an active manager. I believe in active management. I take the other side. There's always two sides to every tortilla, right? I mean, there's the guy who believes in the passive, just laissez-faire, let things go. It'll all work out in the end. So what? The market's down 45, 50%. So what? Interest rates? So what? You know, this, that. I'm proactive. Maybe I'm too proactive. I don't know, but I'm proud of being proactive. I have a job to try to protect as best as I can on the downside and try to make money for people in a flat market and try to go like crazy when the market's running, which it's not right now. Right now, we have to try to make something out of nothing, and there's plenty. There's plenty. There's 200 or so prospects every single day that I pick through, trying to find that exact point to take a little investment, buy a position in that company for my portfolios. Anyways, you can go to our website. You can get on my newsletter list. GundersonCapital.com is our new website. Check it out. It's pretty. And we manage money here a little bit differently from most other firms out there. GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.